agricultural professionals, taking Tasmanian science to the world. Hosted by Dick Warner, the chairman of the Crawford Fund and the husband of the governor, the event is to celebrate and promote the contribution the state has and will have to farming beyond our borders. Crawford Fund is a not-for-profit organisation as a tribute to Sir John Crawford, a passionate academic and economist who spearheaded Australia's international agricultural research effort. Dick Warner told Sally Dacus Wednesday's event, called Tasmania Doing Well by Doing Good, is helping raise the profile of this work.
The Crawford Fund has been established to, it's a not-for-profit organisation designed to facilitate and support international research, agricultural research in developing countries. And what we're trying to do here in Tasmania is make the Crawford Fund better known, and so that we can get more participation, not just from students and researchers, but also from people who might support the Crawford Fund in terms of financial or some other way.
Now, you're a passionate Tasmanian agriculturalist. Why? What drives your interest in these international and connections with Tasmania?
My interest has stemmed out of really when, in the last 3 years, I've been interested to encourage more kids to think about agriculture as a career. And the University of Tasmania have responded brilliantly. And enrolments in ag science at university have gone from 9 enrolments in 2014 to over 100 this year. So my interest came from there. And the Crawford Fund activities are really an extension of that, and a recognition that here in Tasmania, TIA and the School of Land and Food are considered very highly internationally as researchers and schools of agriculture.
What's the, other than the curiosity and the interest in what's happening internationally with agriculture, why should Tasmanians care?
Why should Tasmanians care? Many reasons for that, Sally. One is obviously that this is an agricultural based state. We have got wonderful resources here. We've got a wonderful temperate, cool, temperate climate to grow crops. Our state government and our federal government have put resources into irrigation infrastructure here. And I think the prosperity of Tasmania in the future will not largely, but significantly depend on the prosperity of our agriculture. The other thing is that the world's population is predicted to grow to, I think, 9 billion, up from 7 billion by 2050. That's an enormous growth. And how are those people going to be fed? The state government, the current state government, has initiated a plan to increase agricultural production in Tasmania from currently 1.4 billion to 10 billion by 2050. So education, encouraging kids to get out and see the world internationally, develop new skills, bring them back here, is what I'm all about.
And you're going to be profiling some of these people, some of these young researchers and international researchers, on Wednesday here at Government House. Do you think that would surprise many people that all this international connections is happening here in Tasmania?
On Wednesday? Yes, I think it probably will surprise people that we are doing work in soils and forestry in Papua New Guinea, cattle in Vietnam, fisheries in Southeast Asia and Western Pacific. It will come as a surprise. It came as a surprise to me that we were doing such a lot of work in this area. But there are some students here who have done really well in this area. One of our guest speakers on Wednesday is Miriam McCormick, who graduated at UTAS and is now working with ACR, the Australian Centre for International Agriculture Research. And she is giving a talk about her journey. And she, I hope, will encourage others to think about research in international destinations.
But in your role, you know, through Government House, you're really embracing young people in agriculture, and you've even been doing some research at Government House, aren't you? There was some pastures research there, and you're also doing a vineyard. Is this part of your making agriculture or taking agriculture to the people?
I suppose it is, Sally, but not that wasn't a direct or an initial objective. Agriculture has been one of those industries that sits there and people don't see the positive side of it. People see a lot of negatives. It's a drought, it's rained too much, whatever. There are lots of positives about agriculture and lots of positives here in Tasmania happening. And we at Government House saw some of the grounds could be used for students doing their learning about pasture research, and so we made it available, and they've done 2 years' work there. The vineyard is not connected with any research project, but it could be.
Dick Warner, the chairman of the Crawford Fund, on the event at Government House tomorrow to promote the work of the Crawford Fund. 16 minutes.